Joe had loved that dog, been desolate when Libby died. Beth hadn't realised how passionate teenage rebellion could be, because she'd never been free to rebel, had always had to be sensible. Maybe she should have gone a bit easier on Joe after the divorce. Or maybe not. She could live with an untidy home, but not a dirty one. And though she could also live with Joe being sexually active from an early age, however much she disapproved, she didn't want a series of randy young guys bedding down in her flat. She'd freaked out the first time she'd bumped into a strange man in the corridor. She and Joe had had the first of their bad quarrels over that. She sighed. What use was there in agonising over the past? It was another country. She wasn't sure who'd said that, but it fitted her situation. Although she knew the email off by heart, she read it again anyway. The message was painfully short. There was no clue as to where her daughter was, or if she was ever coming back. She'd thought it would be enough simply to know Joe was alive, but it wasn't. She ached to see her only child again, be with her. After a quick check of the time, she rang Shane. He'd not received an email from their daughter, but he sobbed at the other end of the line when she told him Joe was still alive. Chapter 1.